And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Tommy Hagen, Seal Gusecki in the studio with me. Tommy, if nothing else, it is a very, very small world.
It is a small world, and that's why I love it up here. It's just there, you get to... You get in a circle and you meet people in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fun, fun, fun.
And then you find that those circles oftentimes overlap. Like the old Venn diagram. It may have a little bit of overlap here, but there's like 25 different things that it overlaps.
Be careful what you say about people because you don't know what their background is. So anyway.
That is very true. We need to be talking about stuff in the gardening world and Master Gardener's world, to be more specific. And Seal, we talked about the sow bug roundup, and I'm tickled to death that that's going to happen. But you had even more good news and a new an improved idea that I want to flesh out and talk about. We've got some good news coming up here for the Master Gardeners for 2022.
Right. We've had to make a compromise, but I think the compromise might actually be better than the original plan.
I do too.
All right. We're calling it loosely a gardening day.
Okay.
Instead of having our seminar in March, we were really worried about being up against this spike in the COVID.
Right.
So we decided to marry a mini seminar with our plant sale.
Uh-huh.
And we'll do it on the day of the traditional plant sale, which this year will be April 30th.
Okay.
The morning will be the plant sale in the livestock barn where it was last year.
Okay.
That seemed to work out real well.
All right, yeah.
And
really nice.
Right, 9 to 11. And then afterwards, we'll have you go over the education building. And if you buy a ticket in advance, mm-hmm. we'll give you a box lunch. So nobody's handling your food except the vendor that's providing it. And we'll have our opportunity tables that you can sit and play with all morning long.
Right.
About 12:30, we're going to have two speakers start.
All right.
One of them's going to be Bernie Kurz talking about shade plants.
Okay.
And then we're going to have another speaker talk about alternative ways to plant your veggies. And what we mean is something other than planting them in rolls in a vegetable garden.
Oh, like hydroponics, things along those lines?
Well, no, more like, you know, keyhole gardening.
Oh,
incorporating
little tiny things.
Yes,
okay.
And incorporating them in your landscape.
Right.
You know, we've talked about putting the frilly lettuces on the borders to make it look like a lacy skirt or something. Pots and those kind of things, what goes well, what varieties go well.
Gotcha.
So we're going to have a speaker doing that for us as well.
Okay.
And it'll be a shorter version, but it'll be a gardening day.
Yes.
And we're going to hold off selling the tickets until sometime in March.
Okay.
So we don't have, if something bad happens, we won't have to worry about refunding everyone's money like we had to 2 years ago.
Gotcha.
That's an exercise in frustration.
Oh, I cannot imagine.
Okay.
Yes.
And so this is what we're going to do. Keep watching our website and listening to the show here. We'll let you know when tickets go on sale.
Okay.
We're just going to be conservative about it, but
put
it on your calendar the same day as our plant sale. The library is having their plant sale.
Oh.
So you can come to ours, go to theirs, come back to us in the afternoon.
Right.
Just have a whole nice gardening day.
Make a whole
gardening day. We love that name.
I love the name. I love the idea of where you guys are hosting the event again this year. I know that you guys are sort of forced outdoors into an arena event you weren't really used to, didn't know anything about, moving to livestock area. By all accounts, that went about as well as it possibly could have, in my opinion.
I agree. I thought it was fantastic. And it's kind of like we went into it not thinking it's going to be a great idea, but it turned out to be fantastic. You have all the social distancing you need,
right?
But you just walk straight down this long, long aisle, and we've got plants and plants and plants and plants and plenty of room to expand. I mean,
exactly.
And so anyway, it was fantastic. I think everybody loved it. Now, pray for good weather, obviously, but you are covered. The people that are shopping are covered.
Right.
But anyway, it was fun, and it was people waiting in line. They were out there circled around, and that's when Tommy Hagen has his fun going and talking to everybody. But boy, once they got in, that you have said it, Scott. When people come to that show, that's not a place to look around and touch and feel. If you see something you like, pick it up and put it in your basket, and we'll hold it for you.
Yep.
But you grab it because it goes quickly.
Yes.
It's fun, and people that come, you know, late in the evening or later.
So say there is no evening. There is no evening.
This is one place you want to be too early. You do not want to be late to the plant sale.
But
we have some good things, and this girl sitting next to me, she spends half her time getting her plants ready, and she'll have some nice ones, I promise. Tommy Hagen would even have some hostas there. That's like me cutting off my arm to give away my hostas.
But
I don't like to do it, but anyway, there's some beautiful beautiful, beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful plants there. And it's, I think it's, I don't think, I know it's fun. Everybody yes. that comes has a good time. And then adding on these seminars in the afternoon with a little box lunch, it's going to be a gardening day. It's yeah. just going to be a fun plant day to have. To, and again, having, going over, be going to the library and have theirs, mm-hmm. that's, I mean, just... It's going to be fun. In that time of year, the weather should be nice. Who yes. knows? But it should be warm and decent weather for us.
So. If the weather is great, we will give Seal all the credit. If it's not, we'll find somebody else to throw under the bus.
That'd be me.
The livestock barn is open air, and uh-huh. the education building is large enough so that you can distance if you're yes. more comfortable keeping yep. your distance. Our opportunity table will be there, and our featured raffle this year is another cedar product built by Jason Chamberlain. Uh-huh. He has built a bench where the seat is concave to accommodate your bottom.
Right.
And I can attest because the trial one is in my living room. And so I can attest to how comfortable it is. But that's going to be our special raffle item.
All right.
As well as our traditional things that we have come. There may even be a few vegetable gardening cookbooks in the mix.
Okay.
Given that one of our speakers is vegetable gardening. We thought to keep the program all about plants this year since it was a shortened version.
Right.
Thought people would be more interested in it. So okay. put it on your calendar, and we'll keep you posted in the months ahead yep. as we get closer.
I love the idea of combining the two to the same day. I think that maybe you waiting till 12:30 to start that. I mean, that's going to be, if the sale starts at 9 o'clock, that's going to be like 3 hours after the last person buys their last item.
Well, no, they will have opportunity
yes.
is to go into the education building
yes.
and shop. They can run over to the library, get some more plants mm. over there. So we're each promoting the other's
yep.
event. It's a community wide thing. Everyone, we're sure we sold all our plants last year. I'm sure they did as well. We
oh,
had
yeah.
about 700 plants last year.
And I'm expecting probably a few more than that now that we know in advance we are going to be able to do this, and we will have a full event again this year.
Yes, I think so.
So people, it's funny, the pandemic, one of the things it did was get
yeah.
people to gardening again. And in all the stores, everybody will tell you that in the seed catalog.
Mm-hmm.
This is funny. I get all these emails from these different companies, and right now they're sending them out
by the busload,
I get about
yes.
10 or 12 a day, and they've got all these ideas for you to, you know, spend your money at their places.
Right.
And one of the things they are telling you, if you find something you like, order it early.
Yes.
Don't sit around
mm-hmm.
and wait
right.
because
mm-hmm.
they ran out a lot of stuff last year.
Yep.
I don't know what happened this
There's
year.
There's already stuff that's sold out on
yeah.
some of those
not
sites.
Not surprised, yes.
I have gone on Wayside Gardens and Proven Winners websites.
Proven Winners.
And, they're,
yep.
And I'll tell you what, the Proven Winners, I got burned a little bit here because I'd placed an order with Wayside Gardens, and I found out that some items were cheaper on the Proven Winners
uh-huh.
site. And they're the grower. They're not the breeder,
right.
but they're the grower of the plants.
Yep.
I haven't bought anything from this year. I'm going to buy for the first time, so we'll keep you updated on
okay.
that. But it's worth taking a look at.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I want to back up a half a step. We are having this event over at the fairgrounds. It's going to be April 30th, 9 o'clock in the morning. You're going to have a chance to show off one of the Master Gardener's projects
yes.
while the folks are there. And I love the thought that everybody going through there is going to have a chance to see that. Are you going to have somebody there maybe giving a small tour or talking about what you guys have accomplished there at the fairgrounds?
I imagine we will now.
You just planted a seed, big guy. You planted a seed.
Sometimes, well, I think that it's a perfect opportunity. You're going to have
sure.
all kinds of folks through there, and you can say, hey, this is what this does. This,
yeah.
this is what it's going to look like. I just thought that might have been a unique opportunity. You were working into the fold. Hopefully, you'll have the opportunity to do so
we
now.
We will.
Scott's now on the board of the Master Gardener.
Not even a Master Gardener yet, but I've got one idea. I think that it'd be really neat. I love going around and checking out all the different facilities that you guys are maintaining, and I'm not really sure how to qualify those areas because they're in different spots all throughout our community, and they're not necessarily a cohesive group, but yet the Master Gardeners have done some wonderful work at a lot of different locations across our community.
That we have, and the one at the fairgrounds at the education building is really a showcase. It is meticulously kept. It is very eye-pleasing,
mm-hmm.
and I recommend you go past that. It's
yes.
a pretty sight.
One thing I love is seeing the butterflies over there in the late spring
sure.
and the early fall.
Oh, yeah.
It's for me, that's just, you know that you've got a thriving ecosystem when you know that you've got butterflies and bees around. around, and that's something that I grew up knowing from the agriculture area that I came from. You've got to have those
sure.
folks to help you out. So really looking forward to this event coming up here. We've got sort of an oddball time right now. I can take a break right now. We've got a plant of the month, I hope, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll talk about that here in just a second. The clock is just absolutely sideways this morning. I'm going to do my very best to get things back on track. You're listening to The Morning Show this morning, brought to you in part by your friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center, who are now hiring. If you're looking for a new vocation, check out workwithyouvacation.com. Check out all the job opportunities available for you. We do need to take this final break this morning. Seal, Tommy, and I back to wrap it up right after this. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Small line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's right now. Stop on by, get yourself something to eat or drink. All kinds of great food and drink available. Just a couple of cars over there. Get on by there. Get yourself something delicious to eat or drink. Tommy, you're a fan of the honey barbecue chicken over there.
It is to die for. And Tommy Hagen is a pretty good connoisseur of food. And they've got us hooked. It's a hot honey and that stuff. It's a spicy honey they pour on top of the chicken breast.
It is good.
Chicken is, like you said, Scott, the best breading on chicken around.
It's
a good sandwich, and Tommy can only eat half of it, so that tells you anything.
Well, that's a great way to start the day with a half a sandwich. You and your wife both have smiles on your faces. I threw the question out before break, sealed, asking if you had a plant of the month. One of the things that I've just loved is hearing some of the different things that we can grow here in this area that maybe people don't know that you can have right here. Do we have something new and unique for this month?
Yeah, we're going to talk quickly about three plants because they're plants of the year for this year. So
okay.
we're going to give you a shortened version of all three.
All right.
The annual of the year is called Graceful Grasses Prince Tut Dwarf Egyptian Papyrus.
Okay.
Now, you may have seen King Tut. You may have seen Little Tut in some of the stores. It's a great plant for your planters or next to a pond.
Okay.
18 to 30 inches tall is this variety, but different papyruses can get to be pretty tall.
Right.
This is about 24 to 36 wide, part sun to sun. It's drought tolerant, but also doesn't mind having wet feet.
All right.
The next one we're going to talk about is landscape plant of the year, Incredible Smooth Hydrangea. Bred from Annabelle, which you may have been familiar mm-hmm. with, but this one has sturdier stems so it won't flop.
Aha, okay.
All right. It's 4 to 5 feet tall, 6 to 7 foot wide, so it's a big plant.
Yes.
Blooms on new wood, which hydrangea is important because otherwise you could lose some of those buds with a late frost if you have one that's on old wood.
Okay.
This one, the flowers last a little longer. They're white, fading to green, and they last through frost. So
aha.
it's something that gives you a good seasonal variety.
Oh, yeah.
Part sun to sun.
Okay.
And the last one, perennial plant of the year, is Paint the Town Magenta Pinks. Now, pinks is almost a ground cover. Most of them have blue leaves. And those blue leaves are all year long. Mine are right in front of my house, and I can attest I've had a different variety of pinks for many, many years. This is magenta flowers on blue foliage.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it will rebloom. Mine, the variety I have, the rebloom is pretty weak, but the show in spring is worth it, and the colorful foliage is a nice foil for the rest of the year.
Gotcha.
This is 6 to 8 inches tall, 12 to 14 inches wide.
Okay.
Many varieties of pinks. I encourage you, if you can't find this one, to just investigate some of them. They're great plants for your garden, and I love the fact that the foliage lasts all year. It's like a sedum where you have something to look at in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's really important to have some foliage that does have some legs, as it were, to last throughout more than one season. Tommy,
she was talking about hydrangeas. If you guys get a chance this year, go out to the shed and go out to the bank, Farmers and Merchants Bank, on the side of them. Both of those guys have outstanding displays of hydrangeas, and I just love them. Those big
old. Yes,
anyway,
I love them too.
They're pretty.
If you're going to buy them, you best buy them quick, because last year Tommy cleaned out the whole supply in town.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Tommy got the bargain of the week, but anyway.
So for those folks that are looking for these things, where would they start to look, the search for those? Where would they begin that at?
I would start on Proven Winners, frankly, if you're going to do it online.
Gotcha.
You may or may not find them locally. You can ask about them.
Right.
But generally, they get what they get, all right, locally. But Proven Winners would be the best place to start looking for them.
And I do know that we have seen an influx of catalogs starting to hit mailboxes all across the country. I do know that there's a route carrier over there in the Flippin area that has a disability claim, I believe, that works for their back, delivering magazines over to Tommy's house. Tommy, if you were to have to pick just five magazines right off the top of your head, could you give us five magazines really quickly that you use just on a regular basis?
Proven Winners is one of them. Mm-hmm. One I buy a lot from, and I never pronounce it right, is Van Borgadine.
Okay.
And I get their wholesale catalog. But anyway, that's when I bought the 2000 daffodils from.
Uh-huh. Gotcha, yes.
Dutch Masters is good.
Okay.
Again, you got to look and see, because some are a lot more pricey than others,
right.
And you kind of do a little comparative shopping.
Okay.
But I also like the ones I know when I order something, I'm going to get what I ordered.
Yes.
And again, that Van Borgadine, that's my favorite. That's one I go back to every year.
Okay.
I love lilies. I love daffodils.
Okay.
So, and tulips are the ones that I guess I'm a bulb guy. I never thought about that all that much, but I must like our dirt is so easy to dig that I can plant those bulbs.
Yeah.
Oh, at your
Scott,
house it is.
Yeah, your house it is, yes.
Funny. This is a great story. During Christmas time, our Thanksgiving, our grandsons were here from Dallas, and I'm out planting a whole bunch of new plants, mm-hmm. and these two little guys, 3.5 and 1.5, are out there helping me plant these things. I'm digging
right.
the holes. They're throwing them in. They're
yep.
throwing them everywhere, but we had more fun. But anyway.
Fantastic.
That was a making memory for Tommy Hagen.
Oh, yeah, it's good times.
If you want in bulbs also, you might try color blends if you're buying in quantity.
Okay.
They're generally pretty reasonable
gotcha.
That way. And for seeds, I would say for vegetables, mm-hmm. Territorial Seed Company.
Gotcha.
For perennials, Bluestone Perennials is another good one, and they package them wonderfully.
Fantastic. How can they get some more information about the Master Gardeners?
DexterCountyMG.com.
Stop on by, check that out. Our show will be up there here sometime later on today or maybe
yes,
early
sir.
Tomorrow, so you can stop on by and listen to the show again if you need to.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Tommy, Seal, we've run ourselves out of time. I'm sorry about that. We'll probably go on for another couple hours if they let us.
I think we would.
Thank you all.
On that note, I do need to get on out of here. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of The Morning Show. I am out the door, back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great hump day.